30-23, you're 9-2, a dogfight on Turkey Day. It's tough to win in Detroit on the road, but to do it on Thanksgiving, it's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great team win today. You know, Detroit is a good football team. They got a heck of a quarterback, a lot of skilled players, play good in the back end. I thought offensively we played very well today, especially in the first half. You know, and defensively we started out great, and we obviously had some penalties that we got to clean up. But, you know, there was, you know, this team fights and they battle.
You talk about a team win because it seems like the offense picked the defense up. When the defense picked the offense up, I mean, a complete team win, but they kept their composure through all of those penalties. It could have gone pear-shaped with emotion.
Yeah, we started to lose our composure there a little bit during the game, but they settled down. You know, this team, you know, they've been in some tough situations throughout the course of the year, and they continue to regroup and get back to going. You know, this was a good three-game stretch after the bye. We've got two more road games coming up against very good football teams that we got to go out and play against, and you know, a five-game finish.
You talked about your quarterback. You described him during the week as having moxie and a few other adjectives, Coach. But this kid, five times his passer rating has been over 100. He was 121 today. Did it three times in a row. What else can you describe on this family show about Case Keenum?
Well, he did, you know, again, Case played excellent. You know, he makes plays with his legs. He moves around the pocket. You know, we talked about this week, you know, in this series against the Lions, you know, the turnovers has always decided the game, and we won that. We took care of the ball today. So, you know, that was all good. In Case played great. The offensive line did a nice job blocking today. And I thought really the receivers made some great catches. You know, the throw he made to Rudolph for the touchdown on the 7 route was outstanding. You know, other than what I've said before, I don't know what else I can say.
Coach Adam Thielen, I mean, first time a Vikings receiver's gone over 1,000 yards since 2009, Sidney Rice. I mean, I don't know how many adjectives or what kind of adjective you want to use to describe Adam today on this family show, but talk about Adam Thielen.
Well, he's a lot like Case. you know, he's a great competitor. You know, it's funny. I was talking to him one day, and I put my hands up like I was going to fight him. He says, "Coach, you don't want to fight me. I'm not going to quit."
Ooh.
And I said, "You think I will?" But anyway, he's, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. He's going to fight and figure out a way how to get it done.
But that's the kind of football team that you've got. These are the kind of guys that you've got in this locker room. They'll fight like hell all day long.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm proud of them. This three-game stretch, you know, I know everybody's waiting for the wall to fall down, you know, after last year. But, you know, this is a different team. They got a lot of fight to them and heart. And, you know, our coach has done a great job. Rick's done a great job bringing the right type of guys in here. You know, our strength coach, Mark Uyama, has done an outstanding job helping keep these guys healthy and physical. And, you know, I think it's showing.
How do you keep these guys? Do you keep that in front of them? Because everybody realized who was here last year has a bad taste in their mouth. How often do you have to remind them and keep that in front of them?
You know, not much. This team is different. This team is different. They've got a lot of toughness. You know, we got a short little break here this week, and we got to, you know, go against two really good teams on the road here coming up, and then finally get back to U.S. Bank Stadium. So, you know, we're playing for a lot of things right now. So that's what we're trying to get done, and hopefully we can.
A couple last things. Kicking game, there were some struggles there. I know some things you got to tighten up there.
Yeah, we didn't play great on special teams today, I didn't think. But, you know, we were fortunate. We got a penalty on one of the returns. You know, we muffed the snap on the one and got it blocked. And, you know, and they were aggressive inside. So we're going to have to shore that thing up and get that fixed so that doesn't come back to bite us.
Coach, I know it was a big win. You're 9-2, but this being Thanksgiving Day and turkey and everything else that you're going to eat is going to taste awful good. But what are you most thankful for?
You know, I'm thankful to have this job. You know, these guys are unbelievable kids, and I'm proud of them.
There you have it from the coach. Congratulations.